Track 13 and a roundup of the sports. I'm going to start this week with football. 16 games survived another soggy Saturday in the South Devon Football League, and the last unbeaten record in the Premier Division was blown away, and so writes Alistair Murden. In the Premier Division, they say that the sign of a good team is retaining a title. If that's true, then Newton Abbott Spurs seconds took a giant step towards that target by inflicting the first loss of the season for Windmill FC. They had a 2-1 win for the home team. Plymouth True Blues continued to set the pace, but once again it was no easy afternoon. They were made to work for the points in a close 2-1 victory at Coach Road, which happened in the sunshine. East Allington United extended their good form with a comprehensive 4-1 win versus a good Kingstainton Athletic side. Only two league games went ahead in Division 1, and Besant's Rovers jumped three places with a 2-1 home win over Buckland Athletic. Paignton Villa also won by the same scoreline. That was 2-1, beating Watcombe Wanderers thanks to excellent strikes from some of their players. In Division 2, the grounds teams must have been on overtime, as we had an almost full programme of fixtures. Result of the day must surely go to Babbacombe Corries, who won, wait for it, 8-1 in a second versus third game against Ivybridge Town at their new home in Long Lane. Corries remain one of only three unbeaten teams in all divisions and move a point ahead of their rivals with three games in hand. Ashburton are also in good form and a 3-2 home win versus Harberton Ford. They made them well placed to challenge for honours. The game of the day in this division had to be the basement battle at Armada Park, where Upton Athletic faced Newton Rovers, who hadn't won this season until today. 4-2 to Rovers was the final score in a game that could have ended 6-6. Regardless, this takes Rovers out of the bottom three for the first time this season and gives them some confidence moving forward. In Division 3, Kings Kerswell overcame another hurdle towards the divisional winners' trophy. A 6-1 success at Walden Athletic keeps them 3 points clear at the top with a game in hand and looking unstoppable for another season. In Division 4, a single goal separated Bear Alston United from Brixham Town seconds and moves them into second place, 1 point ahead of Teane Village, but having played three more games. Chudley Athletic remain 8 points clear at the top, but they didn't play this week. Bobby Tracy AFC and Timoth AFC booked their respective spots in the quarterfinals of the Walter C. Parsons League Cup on Saturday, November 29th, but in very different ways. The Moorlanders welcomed South West Peninsula League West strugglers Launceston AFC to the Western Counties Roofing Ground, and they showed no mercy whatsoever, scoring 10 goals. Timoth AFC were also in action at home, taking on Wadebridge Town, a side currently sitting 10th in the Premier West. The final score in that game was 2-2 after added time meant the dreaded penalty shootout, which Timoth won. And on to rugby. What a difference a year makes. This time last season, Exeter Chiefs were struggling, languishing in the depths of the Gallagher Premiership table under clubs searching for answers. Fast forward to the present day, and the transformation is clear as day as Rob Baxter's side maintained their impressive start to the new season with a stunning 27-26 comeback victory over Sale Sharks. Trailing 26-6 with half an hour left, the Chiefs stormed back with a 21 unanswered points to steal a single point victory, a performance Baxter admitted afterwards carried unmistakable echoes of the club's glory years. And with the sun shining brightly on Saturday, November the 29th, Teignmouth Rugby Football Club went toe-to-toe against Winscombe on home soil, and that resulted in a 30-28 win for Teignmouth. And Newton Abbott Rugby Football Club moved on from their Western Counties drubbing at Wivelscombe by defeating Truro 33-22 at Rackerhays on Saturday, November the 29th. And then looking on the back page, we have a very smiling Alfie Collier, and well-deservedly, he looks so proud as he is a member of Newton Abbott Somersaults Gymnastic Club, Alfie Collier, and he says he never could have imagined that he would win the top prize at the World Age Group Championships, but that is exactly what he did, as he won gold in the 17-21 age range. So he's looking forward to China now. And as he said, it was a dream come true and a memory that I'm sure will stick with me vividly forever. And I'm sure it will. And that concludes the roundup on sports for this week.